I got to thinking about that when I heard Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma call for sound science at a recent subcommittee hearing. And then moments later, Senator David Vitter repeated that call for sound science.
I think the answer is exactly what Senator Inhofe and others have been saying. Sound science. Complete focus on, complete reliance on sound science above all else.
So, sound science, I think most of us think that means well-researched, unbiased, verifiable science. Joining us now is Oliver Hauck. He's a professor of law at Tulane University. So, Professor, what's that term, sound science, mean to members of Congress?
It means whatever they want it to mean. The first thing you have to understand is sound science is not a scientific term at all. It has no scientific definition. It's like saying sound congressman or sound senator. It's in the eye of the beholder. In the legal world, everyone knows what sound science is. It's the science that supports your client's position, and bad science is the science that is on the other side. So in the real world, it's a very cynical term, and it's very cynically used. That isn't to say there isn't junk science, but in the political world, this is a political term. Frank Lutz, the Republican strategist in the early 2000s, sent a very well-known memorandum out to all Republican congressmen and senators saying that the coming issue was climate change and the world consensus that this was urgent and something had to be done was overwhelming and irresistible. The only loophole, the only point of attack would be to attack the science. And so they did, with great success.
Has this term sound science always been attached to this political baggage?
Yes, it has, but it's come in different forms, and it's not always been purely environmental. The term was actually invented by Philip Morris and the Tobacco Institute back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s when the tobacco wars were going on and the industry was denying any addictive effects and any carcinogenic effects. And so Philip Morris had the audacity in 1992 to set up something called the Advancement of Sound Science Committee. And that was, of course, its lobby to pick apart scientists whose findings were otherwise, while, of course, Philip Morris buried all findings of these same effects, a burying that ultimately led to civil suits and brought it down, but only a peg. This has always been the blast back. If you can stop this thing at the beach by discrediting the science, you don't have to deal with any regulatory or any other requirements. So
calling for sound science is a delay tactic.
Oh, clearly so. Clearly so. And they know it. And they know it.
Oliver Hauck is the professor of environmental law at Tulane University in New Orleans and author of the book Taking Back Eden, 8 Environmental Cases That Changed the World. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.